Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It's time for the Jake Ferguson Show here on The Fan. The segment's brought to you by the on-time experts. The Jake Ferguson Show brought to you by Miller Lite, the official beer of the Dallas Cowboys. Here he is coming off another good game. 5 catches for 60 yards as the Cowboys were victorious comeback fashion against the Eagles. And a good afternoon, Jake. How the heck are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great. You know, that win's going to fortify us for a while, at least a couple of more days. Now, what was your perspective? I mean, how awesome was it to be on the field as all that was coming together?
Yeah, great win. We call that competitive stamina in the building. But, you know, it was weird. Like, there was a point it was 21-0, and, like, Dak was walking around, and he's like, we've been in this spot. Like, we can do, like, we've put up 21 like this. It's like, we're good. And they're really, like, the whole vibe of the off, there never really was a doubt. Like, there was always a good feeling in that one. And, you know, the message going in at halftime was, you know, we just got to stop shooting ourselves in the foot. And, yeah.
And you guys did that. And then, I mean, we've talked this year about how maybe you could feel extra pressure because the defense was giving up so much. But 41 minutes of scoreless football against the champs from the defense. What can you say about that side?
Yeah, the defense, you know, were lights out right there. And, I mean, that's a testament to how hard they've been working these past couple of weeks. You know, they're in doing extra meetings and stuff like that. And, you know, obviously having the two new additions, like, it's nice. And they're a force. I would not want to be blocking that D-line.
Hey, I was watching the game and I was sitting there and I was surprised that Zach Bond. Were you surprised that Zach Bond let you inside like that on that route, that seam route up the field? It looked like you were going to try and take him outside, and he kind of went a little wide on you there, right? That's like a little adjustment.
Talking about the one I caught in the red zone?
Yeah, in the red zone. Yeah, the red zone one. I'm sorry. It looked like to me from the end zone copy of the game. He went a little wide on you, like made a little adjustment to get inside of him like that. It was a nice route on your part.
Yeah, really, that's something, you know, we've just been working on is some seam balls and stuff like that, and just, you know, not trying to make it all look the same and marry things up, and, you know, like just try to put it all together. But yeah, when he buzzed past me, I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, I thought, yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So I mean, once I made that inside move. And then I took a couple more steps at that safety just to kind of pause his feet for a second and then try to snap it off. Cause I know, you know, on that specific play, that's where Ford's wanting to go with it. So, just trying to pause him there for a second, just cause I saw that it was Shell.
Yeah. Did you have a feeling you were gonna get the ball when you knew N'Kobe Dean, a little bit shorter Mike linebacker was kind of playing in the middle there?
Dude, you blocked the heck out of him on that Dak touchdown.
Yeah. Yeah, you wore him out. But that, I was thinking, like, a little shorter Mike linebacker. This one's got a chance.
Yeah, I always tell him, put it up. I'll go up and get it.
Yeah.
I loved it when you made, I mean, you were Bond's daddy. He's trying to tackle you at the 10-yard line. You said, get off me, and then you get end up getting tackled. It's like nine Eagles that had to bring you down. You started getting contact at like the 10-yard line. You make it down to the two. Like those are the types of plays that Cowboys Nation just fall in love with, Jake, and we just appreciate you for it.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll tell you this. I got to hold the rock better a little bit when I'm fighting for yards, because it usually tends to come out when I only got one hand on it and I'm fighting for yards. So as Coach Lunda Wells calls it, Wakanda forever, and put both hands on it.
Did your heart skip a beat when that final drive, when it rolled out of bounds on you?
Oh, my. Yeah, that's like the worst. I mean, yeah. So that's got to get cleaned up. But I tried to swipe at it to knock it out of bounds, because I knew I was flipped around and I could swat it backwards. So, yeah, that was flash.
Cowboys tight end Jake Ferguson with us here in the G-Bag Nation. So what's George Pickens been like as a teammate? I mean, that dude is freaking bawling right now. And I guess word on the street is he's got a handshake with everybody. Do you have like a personal handshake with Pickens?
Just a little one every once in a while. But like that dance move I did at the Jets was me.
Okay.
And I couldn't find him at first. That's why I kind of looked ridiculous. But then I found him running off the field. But, you know, the one word I would use to describe GP is misunderstood. Like, truthfully, like, if you really get to know the guy, like, all I can say is he loves the game of football. Mm-hmm. And if you really get to take the chance to, like, get to know the guy, and, like, honestly, that's a testament to, like, this team and Shoddy and this culture that he's built. Like, how you get to know guys and, like, the deeper level we're going, you know, sitting down with them or, you know, maybe just talking and asking those deeper questions about guys and, like, trying to learn more about them. I think that's gone a long way. And, like, when you really care about him and, like, get the chance to know him, like, you realize, like, he's the most misunderstood dude ever. He's a good dude. You know, he's funny. And then, just on top of that, he's a baller. Like, it's insane watching what he's doing right now. You know, like, it's pretty incredible.
Is Shoddy like the total package as a head coach?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's funny for sure. Like, it's perfect. And, you know, we got a good group and we're just, you know, trying to keep moving forward and be where our feet are at the same time. So
I love it. Now, speaking of handshakes and celebrations, will you consider bringing back the red kettlebell whack-a-mole bit that you had with Hendershot going a couple years back? Or
I love the kettle. The kettle will be used in future celebrations. However, I don't think we can do the same thing. Like, I've had one for a long time. You know, I haven't scored or I didn't score all last year. I had one that was so good, but I haven't get to use it yet.
Oh, maybe this week's the week.
I think I think Jake, we asked Dean Blandino, the guy, the officials guy, and he said that the red kettle is now a prop. So you can't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
It's kind of like jumping on the goalposts and stuff like that.
Jerry will eat the fine, Jake.
Yeah,
it's okay.
So you might get a letter from the league if you in your locker if you jump in the kettle.
It's for the Salvation Army.
There you go.
Yeah, raising awareness.
No, there. I'll match. Yeah.
I'll tell you this. If I get fined, I'll tell you this right now. Put it down on paper. You got it. If I get fined for celebrating in the red kettle, I will match whatever my fine is to the Salvation Army.
There you go.
I love it. That's man of the people Jake Ferguson. So how is it playing on Thanksgiving, and is it challenging, obviously, on the short week, but now you're playing an uncommon opponent in Kansas City?
Yeah, I think, you know, the short week really got me my rookie year. But now just kind of knowing and being in here and, you know, this being fourth year, I kind of get it, and you kind of have a process, and you kind of understand what's coming. And like honestly, the coaching staff has done a great job of taking care of our bodies, but also like making sure we're prepared, which is, you know, that's huge. But like when I'm not when I'm not at the facility, like it's all work on my body. But then at the same time, like there's a little bit more film involved because there's way less days, and I'm, you know, my normal presentation, like there's presentations that we do and stuff like that, and it just moves things up really fast. So that doesn't really get me anymore. I just kind of have a process now. And then, you know, Kansas City coming in here, Thanksgiving, uncommon opponent. Short week to watch said opponent. It's exciting. You know, it's good old fashioned ball right there.
So do you have a presentation that you give to the other tight ends? Like,
yeah, I do red zone.
So and that's kind of like teaching you how to coach while being a player, so you understand it better. Like,
I'd say a little bit. Linda Wells does this, tight ends coach. Linda Wells does. He's got this thing where, and there's a huge saying, you know, if you can teach it, you know it.
Yeah.
So kind of given that, so I kind of give a presentation on, hey, this is what we're going to see in this area, XYZ. This is what we have, stuff like that, and you know, it's almost kind of like a. We call it the breakfast club. We come in an hour early and just meet, hang out with the guys, but also we're doing tape and like we're chopping it up. So
do you have any, what are some of the things you guys are doing for the rookies these days? Are they bringing you some treats and stuff for the road trips, or what's that looking like?
I'm not as strict as a vet as what I've had. You know, we don't have a fine board in my room. We did just find the rookie today $20. This is the first fine of the year. He threw a tennis ball at the wall out of nowhere, and it scared everybody. That's just completely out of context. But yeah, like I used to get fined $20 every time I mentioned where I went to college.
Yeah,
like what? Just. But there's little petty room fines, but it all goes towards a good cause at the end, like the end of the year trip. But at the same time, when I was a rookie, we didn't even go on a trip. So like, you know, but no, I don't really do anything for the rookies. And we only have one in the tight end room. I do make him decorate the room. So he came in and did Halloween, but we've been harping on him lately that the Christmas decorations aren't up. Yeah, that's about it. I mean, OTAs, they tuck in their shirts. We're pretty good to them.
Yeah, I'd say.
I mean, is there a vet that is the biggest stickler on this in the locker room?
No. I feel like we're all pretty good. It's more of like if a rookie does something dumb, like we'll be like, tuck in your shirt or something. You know what I mean? Like, but no, we're good to them.
I remember going on road trips and like, that like the rookies were bringing bags of wings. Like there were guys that were like getting on the plane and bringing food on the plane for everybody. And so I just remember, and there was guys that were almost late missing the plane. We were sitting there up there in the media section, and I'm thinking like, man, where's this guy? And all of a sudden you see one of these rookies comes running on with like four big old bags of wings.
Yeah.
Just burgers. Almost missed the flight to get the wings, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I think the O-line still does that. You know, the big bodies.
Sure.
They still do that. But, you know, I'm fairly laid back when it comes to the rookies. But I honestly think the O-line's fairly strict in their room right now. It might be a strict year for them.
Is there anything unique for a proper Wisconsin family Thanksgiving?
Oh, interesting. You know, I've always just been a stuffing guy. Mm. I'll shout out my grandma Cindy, my grandpa Barry's wife, grandma Cindy. She always tries to do something new every year. And she, like, there was one year she made these this is going to sound bad, these kale chips, but they're actually really good.
It does sound horrible.
She's, yeah, it does sound horrible. But she's a wizard. She's a wizard in the kitchen. So I also like the leftover sandwich at the end.
Oh, it's the best.
That's good.
Are you hosting this year?
Yeah. I got 9 people in my house right now.
Whoa, nice. Me.
Yeah, might be a hotel sleep tonight. We'll see.
We're going to have post-game turkey legs again? Is Dak bringing the turkey legs again to the game? Or?
Yeah, there might be some turkey legs involved for sure.
That was fun. Well, thank you, sir. Give them hell on Thursday afternoon. We'll definitely be pulling for you. And thanks again for joining us here on The Fan.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys. You have a good one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.